Alyssa Hall is quick to share the accolades bestowed on her with her partner in crime, Joe Parrott. He may not be real, but this fictional character deserves to share in the industry recognition recently given Hall for one of her gripping detective novels. The Walnut Grove author was given a Literary Titan Book Award for her novel, Hero of Blackpool, which judges praised for its immersive storytelling, compelling characters, and intricate mystery. Judges said it solidifies Hall's reputation as a master of the mystery genre, even though she's still a relatively newbie in the literary world. Hall learned of the award in late February, while attending an autographing session in Tucson, Arizona. "This is my first literary award, so this was a real surprise," she shared with the Langley Advance Times, describing it as a real honor. "It's hard to describe the feeling, to have my work validated in this way. I had an overwhelming sense of pride," Hall said, explaining how she only took up writing in 2020, during the pandemic and year three of her breast cancer treatments. "A colleague of mine had long been suggesting I should write, as he felt I had the mind for it, the right blend of imagination, compassion, and daring. So, I finally sat down at my computer, and in a few hours I had written the first four chapters of what would be my first novel," she recounted. "The story began as semi-autobiographical. But then I felt it would be much more interesting if I added a dead body. That first novel did very well, and the reviews were encouraging. And so began my love of writing," Hall said. She writes her novels for those who, like her, enjoy a good psychological murder mystery. "The boost the award gave me as a writer will drive me to write better," she added, noting she's currently working on her sixth novel, as well as her first audiobook. Literary Titan hailed Hero of Blackpool as an engaging blend of mystery and personal drama, lauding Hall's ability to craft richly drawn characters and a strong sense of place. "It's an adult novel that Hall wrote in 2023, following the success of her first Joe Parrott novel. Joe is my British private detective, who hails from Sheffield in Yorkshire, England. After the first, Wanting Aiden, I had received numerous requests from my readers to do another Joe Parrott story, and the idea for this novel came to me while I was in England, visiting the coastal town of Blackpool," she explained, noting she's currently working on her third and final Joe Parrott novel. "This suspense-filled book that earned the award follows Parrott, who embarks on a journey from Sheffield to Blackpool in search of a missing young woman. As he and his eager yet inexperienced apprentice, Stefan Novak, delve into the investigation, they uncover what she describes as a web of secrets in a town where trust is fleeting and danger lurks beneath the surface." Hall is a storyteller who writes from the heart and about places and themes she knows, as demonstrated in her very first novel, Trusting Claire. That story took place in 1987, in her hometown of Newmarket, Ont, and contains snippets of her own life hidden between the lines. It is loosely based on her experiences growing up in a family of refugees. Fast forward to her latest, And Then I Heard the Quiet. In this one, she takes the reader to the quaint village of Fort Langley, where her story unfolds. The year is 2018, and we are reminded of the infamous Picton Pig Farm murders, and of the events leading up to the 2010 Winter Olympics. Her readers follow her protagonist, Valerie, as her story takes readers to Vancouver Island aboard the BC Ferries, and walk with her on the beaches of White Rock and Port Moody. "It's a compelling mystery with some surprising twists," noted Hall. While her previous four novels had a link in characters, adding familiarity and sense of time, And Then I Heard the Quiet was a standalone novel and is not connected to any of the characters in her other books, at least not yet. "Give this prolific author time, these worlds might yet become intertwined, or not. Time will tell." While Hall continues to write on a daily basis, she is also gearing up for a series of signings and an appearance this summer at the Arts Alive Festival in downtown Langley. Read more: local author releases newest psychological thriller.